New York Congressman Paul Tonko has introduced a bill that would boost funding for clean water projects. The Democrat joined a coalition of bipartisan leaders from across the Capital Region whose communities are grappling with failing infrastructure. Gathered inside Yankee Distillers in Clifton Park Thursday, Tonko, the ranking Democrat on the Subcommittee on Environment and the Economy, said America's water infrastructure is in terrible shape.
I've called it the hidden infrastructure. Out of sight, but definitely cannot be out of mind.
Joined by community leaders from across his district, Tonko detailed the Aqua Act. Tonko said Congress has not reauthorized the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund in 20 years. The federal match for water projects currently stands at around 4%.
Just 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was at about 7%. Since the 70s, it's dropped precipitously. So we have not kept up in our commitment.
Tonko points out that in this year's federal budget, the Drinking Water SRF was funded at $863 million. That number is 5% lower than last year, and not enough even to replace the lead-tainted water system in Flint, Michigan. The Aqua Act would boost that number to $3.1 billion and increase that number by 15% annually for 5 years. But the act's fate in the GOP-led House is unclear. In addition to helping communities recover from a water disaster, the Aqua Act would help upgrade drinking water systems, explore the feasibility of new drinking water standards, prioritize projects, and consider the potential impacts of climate change on such systems. In the Capital Region, you don't have to look far to see how aging infrastructure can impact the lives of thousands. Days into his first term as mayor of Troy, Patrick Madden was surprised with a major water main break.
Each year we can anticipate roughly 50 breaks. Most are small and they affect only a handful of properties, and in most cases the residents, the customers, don't even know it happened. But this year, the big one hit.
The century-old 21-inch main spilled 10 million gallons of treated water into the streets of Lansingburg. The city of Troy and several surrounding communities were impacted by the break because they are Troy Water System customers. Schools and businesses within several miles were closed. It took 6 days to fix the break. A few weeks later, businesses along Campbell Avenue had to close when a sinkhole opened up. The road was reopened Thursday morning after repairs. Half Moon was one of the communities affected by the Troy break. Paul Hotaling is deputy town supervisor.
One thing people take for granted, probably the most in life, is going home and turning on that water faucet. And we need this bill to happen.
According to the congressman, 86% of U.S. households rely on public water supplies. Leaking pipes lose an estimated 7 billion gallons of clean drinking water every day. Tonko likes to point out that some pipes in Albany are 135 years old, installed when Rutherford B. Hayes was in the White House. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.